is VOA News via remote.
I'm Laurel Bowman.
And here are some of the stories making headlines around the world today. U.S. President Joe Biden lands in Asia, vowing to urge Chinese leader Xi Jinping to rein in North Korea when they hold their first face-to-face meeting at next week's G20 summit. And President Biden vows at UN climate talks that the United States is on track to slash its carbon emissions, urging all nations to ramp up their own efforts to avert catastrophic global warming. World leaders and environmental experts are meeting at the COP27 climate change talks in Egypt. Despite Republican gains in the U.S. midterm elections this week, they are unlikely to knock Mr. Biden's existing climate policies off course, experts say, highlighting the importance of individual state regulations. Also in U.S. politics, President Biden's Democrats are edging closer to retaining control of the U.S. Senate, as former U.S. President Donald Trump prepares to declare his bid for the White House in 2024 next week. That's according to a longtime advisor. In more news from the UN, its chief executive Antonio Guterres urges the Myanmar junta to immediately restart democracy, saying it was the only way to stop the unending nightmare engulfing the country. Bahraini's vote, but a ban on opposition candidates means the elections will bring no meaningful change despite a record number of people vying for seats, rights groups say. Turkey appoints an ambassador to Israel after a gap of 4 years in the latest step towards normalizing ties with the Jewish state. For more stories, visit voanews.com.